rebounded by Terry Crisman. Looks like he's fouled there. Puts up a desperation shot, and it's good!
It's good!
It's good! Terry Crisman delivering to win the game! Terry Crisman through three!
You have got to be kidding me!
As Sterling upsets the Delsey Crusaders!
You have got to be kidding me!
First and goal from the four. Preston Harrison going to run out. He's 4 yards away from pay dirt. Passes it complete. The touchdown. Marcus Taylor from Preston Harrison.
They got to shoot it. Kylie, shot.
Here we go. Sterling trying to slam it home.
Sanchez, no! Sterling, the group two chance. The volleyball. Ball.
Connor Walsh inbounds to Marcus Taylor. 5 seconds left to go. Marcus Taylor all the way up the floor. Takes a shot. And it's good! Marcus Taylor at the buzzer. And it's over. Marcus Taylor hits a shot at the buzzer. Sterling wins 50-49.
5 seconds left. Tied at 52. The inbound. Schmidt's got it. Good!
Got it. She got it. To win the ball game. Paige Smith.
And now, Sterling Radio presents live coverage of Sterling High School sports right here on the one and only WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome as Sterling Channel 19 and WSHS Sterling High School Radio present Sterling High School girls basketball, the Sterling Lady Knights, taking on the Haddon Heights Garnets. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz. Hope everybody's having a great night, staying warm. And Schulz, a great chance to see some history here tonight as they are announcing the starting lineups for the Lady Knights. Anissa Sanchez just 5 points away from joining the 1,000-point club.
A great achievement and a great career that continues. This is a girl that started since her freshman year and obviously has had a big impact on this program. And we're looking to honor a great achievement tonight.
And here she comes, Anissa Sanchez. She will be what will be the 19th player in Sterling girls basketball history, joining Monica Birch and Kylie O'Donnell back in 2011. Also, head coach Kate McDonald is on that 2000. She's in the 2,000-point club. Should have a separate banner for that one, but there's the coach right there. I'm sure it's a very special moment for her, having coached three players now through this 1,000-point club.
Absolutely, and I mean, you look at all the names up there, it just really shows you and underlines the tradition that's been built up here with Sterling girls basketball over the last 30, 35 years. And, you know, a lot of Colonial Conference championships, group championships, tournament of champions in 2001. And Anissa Sanchez is just another great player that has come through here. And, you know, look for her. We look to honor her tonight in reaching probably the biggest milestone for any basketball player, obviously, when you're talking about scoring, getting that 1,000th point.
Joining Anissa Sanchez in the starting lineup, number 10, Tori Shinkwitz, number 15, Maya Rawlinson, number 20, Tyra Satchel, and number 50, Leilani Naon Carter. And taking a look at the Garnets starting lineup, number 3, Taylor Nichols, number 5, Shayla Sweeney, number 21, Janasia Davis, number 23, Nadja Riggs, and number 25, Katie Harris, the head coach for Haddon Heights, is Kathy Hunter. And Sterling underway. Tori Shinkwitz kicks it over to Tyra Satchel on the wing. Over to Maya Rawlinson. Maya Rawlinson drives. Right-handed shot off the glass is good, and Sterling's on the board early.
Yeah, good start. Nadja Riggs is the girl you've got to watch out for. Had the bulk of their points in the last game against Sterling at Haddon Heights, and you see Anissa Sanchez there.
And Sanchez with a steal and an easy lay-in, now 3 points away from 1,000.
Well, you've seen her do a lot of that throughout her career, playing tough defense on the perimeter, getting a steal, and then converting.
And ball goes out of bounds. It will be Sterling ball. 4-0 Sterling here on buckets by Maya Rawlinson and Anissa Sanchez. And you got to know it's in the back of her mind, knowing that she's only 5 points away.
Absolutely.
Now 3 points away.
You know, and you always ask them, and they always say, in this situation, now we talked to Kylie O'Donnell. She said she was pressing. And rightfully so. And I'm sure Anise is feeling that right now.
Again, looking for Anise Sanchez down low. Bucket and good. Now just 1 point away is Anise Sanchez, and she gets Sterling out to a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, just a quick turnaround move, and fittingly, in this game, has a couple of baskets in different ways. First a fast break, then a good post move down low.
And now an interception here by Maya Rawlinson. She will lay it up and rolls around and in. And a Sterling out to a 8-0 run to start the game, and that's going to prompt Haddon Heights head coach Kathy Hunter to take her first time out as we take another look at the steal.
Now Sterling right now, you see the steal cutting off the passing lanes. Maya Rawlinson going in for the layup and converting, and I think that's the biggest thing. You're seeing the good defense, putting a lot of pressure on Haddon Heights, but also in those fast breaks, they're converting. And really right now, overwhelming Haddon Heights at the start of this game.
Sterling Lady Knights, 9 wins on the season. Coming off a 4-game road trip, which we featured here on Sterling High School Radio, starting at Camden Catholic. Pretty lopsided victory for the Irish there, but Sterling able to rattle off 3 straight wins on that tail end of that road trip.
Yeah, and you know what? One thing I know we looked for in that Camden Catholic game, you said it, the first quarter, Camden Catholic hitting a lot of threes, a very good team, got out to that big lead, but the rest of the way, and especially in the fourth quarter in that game, you saw them diving on the floor, playing hard, and that effort at the end of that game, I think, carried over in them rebounding and getting themselves back on track.
Controlling the ball now, Taylor Nichols, top of the key, kicks it back to Janaeja Davis. Back to Nichols, now running down low, checking into the game, Sammy Baker. Check that, that was Nadja Riggs, and Anise Sanchez with the lay-in. Welcome to the 1,000-point club, joining 18 other members. Anise Sanchez, point number 1,001.
Now you see the girls out here, obviously a lot of her friends from the different sports she plays. Just a great athlete and a great person here. You know, a leader on this team, somebody all the girls look up to.
What a great moment here from Sterling High School as Anise Sanchez handing off her balloons and other accoutrement that she's getting from everybody. Let me take another look at Anise Sanchez. Notices that Sterling has a breakaway, and this is their game. Wide open, and lays it in, and that's how she gets point number 1,000 and 1,001.
And you know, we talked about, or kind of threw it out there, do you think she's nervous? And in a lot of cases, a lot of girls look nervous. And obviously, her baskets were layups, pretty easy shots, but at the same time, you didn't feel like she really looked nervous out there. I mean, that was my take on it. But, of course, we'll find out after the game if
sure.
That was true or not. That could have been total misread on my part.
Either way, Sterling out to a 10-0 lead and totally dominating this first quarter as the first foul of the game is going to send Nadja Riggs to the line for the Garnets. That last foul, I believe, is going to be on Tori Shinkowitz. That's her first, team's first.
And, Rob, you talk about how Coach McDonald likes girls who play tough defense. I think that's what we're seeing right now. Playing tough defense on the perimeter. Not only that, cutting off the passing lanes, good defense away from the ball. And that's why you're seeing them off to this, such a great start right here.
Nadja Riggs breaks the 10-0 run to open the game for the Silver Knights. Converts on both free throws, 10-2. 6:07 and counting left to go here in this opening quarter. If you're just joining us, Anise Sanchez has 6 in this quarter alone. She needed 5 to break the 1,000-point barrier. She just did. Misses on her 4th attempt of the night. Either way, sure she's excited to finally get past that 1,000-point barrier.
And, you know, as she goes, as her and the leaders on this team go, Tyra Satchel, so goes the whole team. And it looks like Sterling as a team, I know, Rob, we had that Camden Catholic game. Not only are they playing good defense, they don't look like they're pressing on offense. If the shot's there, they're going to take it. The opportunity's there, they're going to take it. They don't like their look like they're forcing things. And, again, that's another reason why you're seeing them off to such a good start right here.
That last foul was on Tori Shinkowitz. That's her second. So checking into the game now is going to be Chanel Robinson as Maya Rawlinson grabs the rebound, hands it off to Tyra Satchel. Satchel looking down low for Leilani Naon Carter. Shot goes off the front of the rim, gets her own rebound and puts it in. Leilani Naon Carter gives Sterling a 12-2 lead with 5:18 left to go in the first.
Yeah, real good job of Leilani Carter going for the spin, quick spin move, staying with her shot, getting a rebound and putting it right back up.
Now a deflection and a steal by Leilani Naon Carter. Hands it over to Maya Rawlinson. Baseline jumper no good. Rebounded by Tyra Satchel. Goes up and in. Total domination right now for Sterling as they are now out to a double-digit lead of 12.
And getting a lot of second chances just by following up their shots. And that's just pure effort right there.
Shot by Haddon Heights goes off the top of the stanchion and out of bounds. We take another look at the effort there by Tyra Satchel and Leilani Naon Carter.
Yeah, Leilani right there, following up her shot. And that's another thing we've seen this year from her. And Coach said she's worked on it, that quick spin move. And the thing, again, I'm impressed with is the fact that she can go either way. A lot of times you see girls, you know they're going to go one way or another. You don't know which way she's going to go, and it makes her so much tougher to defend in the low post.
Chanel Robinson, baseline jumper from about 12 feet out is good. So Chanel Robinson checking in for Tori Shinkowitz, who had two quick fouls. Gets her points on the board 16-2, not even halfway through this first quarter. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Haddon Heights ball.
Yeah, just a little window of opportunity. Saw some space there. Took the soft jumper.
Okay, now a traveling violation. Going to go against Nadja Riggs.
And Riggs, I'm sure, right ball. Now. With her team down 16-2. You know, she was a bulk of their offense in the last time out. Probably really feeling some pressure right now to get things going.
Maya Rawlinson down to Chanel Robinson. Back to Rawlinson. Over to Tyra Satchel. Good ball movement early here by the Lady Knights. Short jumper, no good. Rebounded by Anissa Sanchez, but she's fouled by Nadja Riggs, and Sanchez will go to the line.
Sanchez right there boxing out and getting a real... almost rebound, but was able to draw the foul and get to the line.
First team foul for the Garnets. That will send Anissa Sanchez to the line. 6 points on the night. Off the back of the end of the rim, no good.
Rob, I think probably the most impressive thing about Anissa Sanchez, you know, obviously, on the court, is the fact that she can score in so many different ways, and she'll adjust and give her team what they need. If they need low post help on the offensive end, she'll give that to them. Outside shooting, she can give that. Obviously, we've seen her tonight get the steal, be on the front end of the fast break. And, you know, when you can score in so many different ways, it just helps a team, especially in the offensive end, to keep defenses off balance.
Three-pointer by Katie Harris, no good. Rebounded by Sterling. And now Tyra Satchel will control, drive the lane, put up and in. Tyra Satchel off glass and in. Sterling out to a commanding 19-2 lead.
Okay, very impressed with the decision-making you're seeing out there.
And now here's another steal by Sterling, controlled by Sanchez. Or excuse me, Tyra Satchel lays it up, no good. Rebounded down low by Sanchez, up and in. Anissa Sanchez has 9. It's 21-2 with just about 3 minutes left to go. In the first.
Really, as a team, I think they're crashing the boards better than they have all year.
About as hot as a start as you can possibly imagine. Haddon Heights still looking for their first field goal of the night. Riggs fouled. She will go back to the line to shoot two.
There you see that. Great job of just staying with it. Great effort there by Anissa Sanchez. Getting a rebound, putting it right back in. And, you know, I think one of the keys you're seeing, especially in the defensive end, is that 1-3-1 defense trapping Riggs in the corner there. That baseline move, that's something you've seen her really hurt a lot of teams with. Not been able to do it at all tonight. And you see her right now on the line and drawing the foul, going up that baseline. But Strong's done a great job trapping her out in that corner.
Nadja Riggs, all of Haddon Heights' points coming from the free throw line. So now one of two from the line from Nadja Riggs. And it's 21-3 in favor of the Lady Knights on a very special evening here at from Sterling High School as Anissa Sanchez gets her 1,000th point about a minute and a half into the start of the game, and a foul here against Maya Rawlinson over the back. That's going to be her first, team's fourth.
You see Maya Rawlinson. You know, Rob, we talked about that rough stretch that they had. In talking to the coaches and some of the players, you didn't get the feel that there was any type of a panic. And they knew they could right the ship, get things redirected back in the right direction, and they surely have in the last three or four games.
Shot baseline, no good. Rebounded down low by Tyra Satchel. Haddon Heights still looking for their first field goal of the night. Rawlinson for three. Yes! Maya Rawlinson has seven, 24-3, under 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Heights not able to get anything going against that 1-3-1.
Nisa Sanchez, good effort to get it back. Maya Rawlinson, she's fouled by Nadja Riggs as we take another look at the three-pointer.
There you see Rawlinson hit from the outside, and that's the one piece of the equation when you look at Sterling over the last few years when they've gotten into situations where they've had trouble, teams do a zone against them, zone defense against them, some force them to be put in a situation where you've got to hit from the outside, and boy, that's going to be big if Maya Rawlinson can get consistent with that three. As you see, Anissa Sanchez have another great inside move in the low post, get the easy basket
Anissa
to extend
Sanchez,
the lead.
Sorry, Schulze, working there against Sammy Baker. Anissa Sanchez has 11 in the quarter. Again, all Sterling here early on. Again, another pass intercepted by Maya Rawlinson. One on three, goes all the way, and she's going to be fouled. Down low, that's going to be against Becky Transu, who just checked into the game.
And again, you just saw that quick spin move on that replay by Anissa Sanchez right there.
Last foul was against Becky Transu. It's the team's third. That will send Maya Rawlinson to the line to shoot two. Looking to increase the lead. Already at 23.
Yeah, you saw another steal. And obviously, Strong's doing a nice job defensively in the defense and cutting off the passing lanes. But I think Haddon Heights needs a little better ball movement around the outside because, I mean, anytime you're going to have those looping passes, you know, across the court, Strong's anticipating that every time and is able to get the steal. And even worse for Haddon Heights, convert on those fast break opportunities where they get themselves in a situation where they're on the line, as Maya Rawlinson is right now.
Maya Rawlinson 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Goes up and in. It is Leilani Naon Carter.
Just a completely dominating effort. Offensively, defensively, on the boards, in the fast break game. Sterling is just getting their game going, dictating the pace of the game, and obviously in complete control tonight.
Almost a steal by Sanchez. Shot no good there by Taylor Nichols, but rebounded by Haddon Heights. Good defense there on the baseline by Leilani Naon Carter as we take another look at the basket here by Leilani Naon Carter. Offensive rebound here off the miss free throw. Almost like it went right to her.
It did, you know, and
right place, right time.
When things are going well, you're going to get bounces where they go their way, and that's what you're seeing right now from Sterling.
It looks like it appears to be it's one of those nights for Sterling where everything is going in. We've seen it the other way around as well.
Sure.
Case in point, that Camden Catholic game where just a real rough night from the very, very beginning for the Lady Knights.
I mean, Camden Catholic played great, but when you're hitting NBA threes consistently.
And now a steal by Maya Rawlinson. Anissa Sanchez lays it up and in, having a banner quarter is Anissa Sanchez, 30-3 in favor of the Lady Knights. As we take another look at it.
You see Anissa Sanchez getting ahead of the pack, getting the easy layup on yet another turnover and conversion of a fast break by Sterling. And we'll take a look at our cheerleaders.
And Sterling, Channel 19 on YouTube. You can check us out at youtube.com/Sterling19. You can pretty much guarantee a highlight package of Anissa Sanchez scoring her 1,000th point. I'm sure we'll see that in the morning news. So if you're watching at home, able to check out the news tomorrow morning around 9:15, 9:20, I'm sure that will be featured on there.
Quick access. Anissa Sanchez, Sterling, and it should pop right up and you'll be able to see it. And just a great accomplishment by Anissa Sanchez. Great all-around athlete, great kid. Well-deserved.
Anissa Sanchez, 13 points in that quarter for Sterling, counting for nearly half of Sterling's points. I don't know. 13 out of 30, she'll get there. Come on, math guy. Again, Haddon Heights still looking for their first field goal, not going to get it here as Tori Shinkowitz comes up with the rebounds, kicks it over to Anissa Sanchez, lays it up and in. 15 points on the night for Anissa Sanchez. I think she's only missed one shot tonight.
Yeah, as I said, we talked about the beginning when we said we thought, you know, there's a possibility you're going to be nervous in this type of situation, but does not seem a bit nervous at all.
Tyra Satchel drives hard to the hoop, off glass, no good. Rebounded down low by who else but Anissa Sanchez. Kicks it back out to Shinkowitz. And she carried the ball as she was driving to the basket. It'll be a turnover.
See that fast break here? Driving the defense over, drawing the defense towards her. That's just a real nice play by Tori Shinkowitz. Dribbling off to the left-hand side, knowing where Anissa Sanchez is at all times. But as she's dribbling, knowing she's drawing the defense away from her, she gets yet another easy basket there.
32-3, a three-pointer on the way. No good. Off the back of the iron, rebounded by Leilani Naon Carter. And Tyra Satchel will control.
They're only looking to slow it down right now and just work on some things. Again, you know, obviously their best start of the season. I don't think there's any question about that.
Lisa Sanchez triple teamed in the paint. Kicks it back out, and Sterling will reset. Again, Shinkowitz, Satchel, Leilani Naon Carter, Maya Rawlinson, and Anissa Sanchez as Naon Carter banks it in off glass. She has six.
She does such a great job making space for herself in that low post with a quick move, and she's quick off her feet. Really developed an offensive game.
Shot attempt there by Sammy Baker, no good. Rebounded by Sterling, and Satchel will control now. Kicks it over to her left to Shinkowitz. Looking down low for Leilani Naon Carter, but now a three by Maya Rawlinson, no good. Rebounded by Sammy Baker, but stolen by Anissa Sanchez, and she will have the easy lay-in. Everything going right for Anissa Sanchez tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, when they're playing this well, you could see, you're looking at a Haddon Heights team right now that's just very frustrated. You know, probably making some mistakes they wouldn't normally make, but, you know, they just have to play this game out and do the best they can from this point on.
Foul there on Tori Shinkowitz as we take another look at the nice basket there by Leilani Naon Carter. Good work down low as she was working against Shayla Sweeney for the Garnets.
A lot of quickness using the body right there, fending the defender off with her body, going up strong. And, you know, she did a lot of things for this team last year, defensively, coming into games and, you know, having an impact that way. But, you know, you can't say enough about what she's done with her offensive game and coming into this season.
So it'll be a 30-second timeout here. As Sterling out to a 36-3 lead. About as hot shooting as a start as I think we've ever seen here for these games.
And I think the start's the key because, you know, one thing I think the coaches, yeah, like I said, there was no panic. But this team this year, as we look up here at some of the
names,
great
here,
scorers.
I mean, Jackie
here.
Donovan, you see there, 25-16. Kate Schmidt, you can't see it because behind the backboard there. She's at, I believe, 2,090. Jess Kopski, of course, almost 3,000.
Just short of 3,000.
Unbelievable. Nine shy of 3,000.
But just getting back to what I was saying, obviously, you know, Manhattan Heights in her half-court offense here with the shot. But, you know, the coaches were definitely a little bit, and the players, a little bit frustrated with the slow starts they've had. Even in games they've won, they started out slowly.
And that's where Anissa Sanchez's name will go, right underneath Kylie O'Donnell and Monica Birch of just 2 years ago. What a great duo they were.
Obviously, and, you know, they all played together well and supported one another. That was a great group. Number one in South Jersey at one point. Had a lot of memorable games here.
Kylie O'Donnell over at TCNJ, I believe, now.
Yes.
And a lay-in there by Tyra Satchel. Kylie O'Donnell, I believe, was an NJAC Player of the Week earlier in the season for the D3 Lady Lions up at TCNJ.
And had the opportunity to play softball or basketball. And at times, people thought she would go to college to play softball, but really liked basketball and continued her great career here on TCNJ.
Foul here as Brenna Lambert is trying to drive to the hoop as we take another look at basket here by Tyra Satchel. She has six. And speaking of Tyra Satchel, she's not too far away from joining the 1,000-point club either. She's about 190 points away with about a dozen games or so to go. So wow, it is possible.
And that's probably going to happen.
Nice obviously block there by Anissa Sanchez against Taylor Nichols. Was stolen back away by Haddon Heights as they try to save it. Now taken back by Tyra Satchel. It's 5-on-2. She'll stop and pop from the foul line and drains it. Tyra Satchel has 8.
Now just a soft jumper again. Right now, this is a night where everything's clicking. And up 40-3. Yeah, this isn't a game going into this game. You know, it felt like Terre Strong was the better team, but not by 37 points at any point in the game. It's just everything's clicking for them right now.
Haddon Heights for their first jumper of the game is good. Becky Transu chimes in and gives Haddon Heights their first field goal of the game, about 3.5 left to go in the first half.
Yeah, and I'm sure Coach Hunter said in the last time out or said something along the lines of, hey, let's just play out the rest of the game. Forget about the score. Try to do the little things right.
Sanchez looking for Courtney O'Neill down low. Puts it off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Haddon Heights. 40-5 here in favor of the Lady Knights. Looking for their 10th win of the season here on home court. Three-pointer good by Nadja Riggs. She accounts for 6 of the Garnets' 8 points.
Yeah, and Haddon Heights right now is looking like a team that's playing like they're not worried about the score. They're just a little more relaxed, just trying to get themselves back on track here. And again, we saw in the Camden Catholic game with Strong, they lost the game, were dominated by Camden Catholic, but, you know, played hard towards the end and carried that over into a 3-game winning streak.
Nice 3-pointer there again. Back-to-back threes by Nadja Riggs. Brianna Lambert checking into the game now for Sterling.
Yeah, no surprise.
Rawlinson up top, followed by Tyra Satchel.
With Riggs getting things going, they knew her offensive prowess coming into this game, especially in the last game, where she was the offensive force for Haddon Heights in a loss, but at the same time had the bulk of their points.
Anissa Sanchez just wrestled that ball right away from Sammy Baker. Now she's going to take it right to the hole. And it looked like she was fouled there. Didn't get the call. Anissa Sanchez wisely kicks it back out to Satchel. Brianna Lambert for 3. Yes! Brianna Lambert off the bench gets her first bucket of the night. It's 45-11 in favor of Sterling.
Now Lambert had that open 3 and just drained it from the outside.
Air ball. No good by Janasia Davis. And now Rawlinson. Brianna Lambert to her left, and Lambert will slow it down.
Yeah, it's good to get Lambert in this game, obviously, with Anissa Sanchez and Tyra Satchel graduating. She's a girl who they're going to look on to get some quality minutes next year.
Shot no good there by Tyra Satchel. Anissa Sanchez gets a rebound. No good. Courtney O'Neill underneath the basket. No good. And it's going to be a jump ball, and it will stay here as we take another look at the 3 from Brianna Lambert. Wide open.
Set her feet, took it, and look calm and cool out there. You know, sometimes girl doesn't get a whole lot of playing time. You'll try not to shoot or you'll give up shots, but look very comfortable taking that shot.
Leilani Naon Carter on the feed from Tyra Satchel on the inbounds pass is good off glass. And we're under a minute left to go here in the first half. Steal by Sanchez. Nice effort to get it over to Tyra Satchel. Stops, pops, puts it up, and rims out no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Lady Garnett. And with 44.5 left to go in the half, it'll be Sterling ball as Shayla Sweeney checks back in for the Lady Garnets.
Well, Rob, I get, you know, obviously Sterling's playing great right now, and a lot of big games upcoming. Of course, they'll play Collingswood at Collingswood.
A revenge game there. Yeah. Steal here by the Lady Garnets. Off glass, no good. Rebounded by Leilani Naon Carter. Kicks it back out to Anissa Sanchez. Sanchez speeds up, kicks it over to Rawlinson for three. No. Rebound in the corner. And that's going to be taken there by Sammy Baker. Hands it back off to Taylor Nichols. Shot no good. Nadja Riggs right underneath the basket to clean up the air ball. And it's 47-13, under 10 seconds left to go in an absolutely dominating performance here by the Lady Knights. Tyra Satchel puts an exclamation point on an absolutely dominating performance by the Lady Knights. They are up 49-13 at halftime. And congratulations again go out to Anissa Sanchez recording her 1,000th point. She's the 19th player in Sterling girls basketball history to join that club. We'll be back with second half action right here on Channel 19 and WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Sterling leads 49-13. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. As look at the halftime score, a completely dominating performance by the Lady Knights. They are up 49-13 as we enter the second half. You look at the leading scorers, obviously Anissa Sanchez, if you're just joining us, recorded point number 1,000. And Tyra Satchel adds 10. And Leilani Naon Carter, strong first half performance out of her, 8 points. Nadja Riggs with 11 for the Garnets to lead them. And Becky Transu adds a bucket. For foul trouble, Tori Shankiewicz has 3 fouls. And the aforementioned Nadja Riggs has a pair as well. And if you, just in case you're just joining us, here's another look at point number 1,000 for Anissa Sanchez. Got it right off of a turnover. Easy lay in there, easy for me to say, for Anissa Sanchez. And Schulze, just what an honor here to do this on home floor.
Absolutely. Again, you see all the girls from the different teams out here. Obviously, they're ready with the balloons and the... she's a girl that's just had a great career, well-liked by a lot of her teammates, kids at the school, just a great kid, and what a leader. You know, we talked about, you know, the rough stretch they had, and you have to feel like Anissa Sanchez, along with Tyra Satchel, were a big part, played a big part in them turning things around. You know, I saw those two girls in that Canton Catholic game, in that fourth quarter, diving on the floor, playing hard, and really... Again, right in the ship, getting things back on track and getting them back in position right now to win their fourth straight game. And boy, Rob, when you see a game like this, you almost say to yourself, especially with the outside shooting, what is it, 14-20 right now?
Yeah, they shot 14 of 20 in that first quarter, 9 of 20 in the second quarter for a 23 of 40. That's 57, almost 58% shooting in that first half. And it just seemed like everything going Sterling's way, and I don't think we've ever seen a game like this where everything, for the most part, is really going in.
Well, I was about to say this is where you want to save some of the offense for some of the upcoming games, but they're playing well and playing confident.
And again, picking up right where they left off is Anissa Sanchez, and she gets the steal and the lay-in, and she now has 20 points. A banner evening for Anissa Sanchez, point number 1,000 and then some.
Yeah, Haddon Heights having a lot of trouble in her half-court offense. And there you see another steal there by Tyra Satchel, which is going to lead to an easy basket and three-point opportunity here and going to the line and getting fouled.
So Anissa Sanchez is fouled going to the basket. That's going to be Tyra Satchel's 12th point of the evening. That last foul on Nadja Riggs, that's her third, team's first.
really executing that 1-3-1 defense the way you want it executed. Again, trapping the corners. And that's the whole key to it. You want to get out on those, out on the wings and trap before they get the ball down in the low post. And I think that's been a big reason why you've seen success defensively from Sterling tonight. And then, again, converting on the fast breaks after the turnovers.
Another steal off the deflection by Maya Rawlinson. She gets the ball back. She's going to drive right to the hoop, puts it up. No good, and it goes out of bounds. Good defense there by Nadja Riggs down low.
Yeah, Riggs not wanting to.
Now check that. That was Taylor Nichols. Excuse
Nichols
me.
Not wanting to give up the easy basket. And
Maya Rawlinson fakes off the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Katie Harris. 54-13 and a turnover here by the Garnets. Sterling very much in control here.
But they saw Haddon Heights, obviously, I mean, this game's, at this point, is pretty much of a wash for them, but showed a little bit of a sign of life there towards the end of the half where you had a couple three-pointers. You know, Nadja Riggs, I believe, had 2 3-pointers. And just have to play hard and carry things over into the next game.
Shinkowitz fakes the shot. Nice job. Lays it up and in. Tori Shinkowitz, her first buckets, or excuse me, first bucket of the night. Didn't play a lot in that first half because of the three quick fouls that she got when she was in the game. Three-pointer now is up and in for Katie Harris.
I mean, that's probably what their third or fourth, I think, three-pointer, third three-pointer, you know, over the last 4 minutes of play.
Tyra Satchel will take a three of her own. Rims out, no good. Rebounded by Maya Rawlinson. Was looking for Tyra Satchel, making a run in the paint. It's going to kick it back out to Shinkowitz, who gives it back to Satchel. And it's going to go out of bounds. As taking a look at the basket is Becky Trance, who checks back in for the Garnets. It's a real nice job there by Tori Shinkowitz to fake the shot.
Good sense of
the hoop.
Yeah, a good sense of what to do, and I think that's what you're seeing from Sterling. You know, we talked at length, as you see the steal right here.
Taylor Nichols on the steal, lays it up and in, and count the basket. Taylor Nichols will go to the line. That foul is on Maya Rawlinson. That's going to be her second.
Nichols getting that easy basket and going to the line. A three-point opportunity. But what I was about to say was, I think right now, Sterling, you know, we've talked at length about how they're executing that 1-3-1 defense. But on the offensive end, what I'm seeing is a team that knows when to speed things up, when the opportunity's there. But at the same time, they're not forcing things. I think you see that a lot of times. If you get a couple quick, fast-break points like we saw them get in that first couple minutes of the game, you tend to force things. But they knew when to speed it up, when to slow it down. Good shot selection throughout that first half. And I think that's one of the reasons as we look at Anissa Sanchez right here getting fouled down in the low post and going to the line. And I think, you know, what you're seeing right now is a team that just overall, and I'm talking about every girl that's out there on the court, has a good sense of what to do out there on the offensive end of the floor.
Anissa Sanchez to the line now. She has 21 points on the night, make it 22. And if there is a silver lining for the Haddon Heights team tonight, 4-5 from the free throw line. They're hitting threes. And it just they can't seem to get anything field goal-wise other than a three-pointer.
I honestly think in the beginning they were just overwhelmed.
Sure.
And I think it seemed like after the one timeout, there was 30-second timeout, towards the end with a couple minutes left in this first half, that they kind of settled down a little bit. You saw a couple three-pointers. And, you know, I think they're a team that was just pressing. And they coach, again, probably told them, hey, just play out the rest of the game. Forget about the score. And, you know, that's how they're playing right now.
Two offensive rebounds down low by Nadja Riggs. For the bucket, she has 13.
Riggs, a girl, again, who has the ability to score. Scored a lot of, I think, at over 20 points in that first game against Haddon Heights. I know she came in here last year and really gave Sterling a tough game and scored in a lot of different ways.
Maya Rawlinson, Aaron shot no good, rebounded down low, ripped away by Anissa Sanchez and puts it in. Anissa Sanchez continuing to dominate. Just a great night for her. We said this It seems like we say this pretty much every night here. Well, what a great player and what a great accomplishment for her. So, again, congratulations to her joining a pretty elite club here at Sterling High School. Throughout the years, you see some really great players. One of them is your head coach,
and
Kate Schmid McDonald.
Well, you have Coach McDonald, and, you know, there's some a lot of girls come to the game who've been through the program, and I'm sure, I know Anissa Sanchez is aware of the tradition and the magnitude of this achievement.
Jump ball, I believe, is going to go in favor of Sterling. Good defense there again by who else but Anissa Sanchez.
And you look at the way, like I said, she scores in so many different ways, and I think the one key to her game is she's always in control. Again, we talked about a sense of knowing what to do, but she's in control of her body no matter what. If it's a fast break, something in the low post, as we look at Maya Rollinson there.
Good spin move here as we take another look at it. Spin to her left and really shakes off Becky Transu en route to the basket, but goes out of bounds. Good defense by Haddon Heights. Shinkowitz checking back into the game for Sterling. At the top of the key, going to run the offense here for the Lady Knights. Satchel gets her own rebound and puts it in. And again, everything going Sterling's way tonight. All the loose balls really falling right in their laps.
Yeah, going their way, but, you know, you're seeing a lot of effort. You see them going to the basket after shots, trying to get their own rebounds. I've probably seen girls get their own rebounds and put it right back up more in this game than any game this year, you know, by either team.
Three-pointer no good, rebounded by Shinkowitz. And she will bring it up with 3:40 left to go here in this third quarter. Sterling leading 62-21. Anissa Sanchez, a senior, number 23, recording her 1,000th point. And Maya Rawlinson driving to the lane, one-handed layup no good. Rebound, gets her own rebound, kicks it over to Tyra Satchel for a long two, and count it. Tyra Satchel has 7 in this quarter, 17 overall.
Yeah, just set her feet. Nice and easy, took the shot. Again, this is by far their best night of shooting from the outside. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. And that's going to be a big key, again, if teams collapse back in his own defense and force them to shoot from the outside.
And you look at some of the upcoming games, as I'm sure we will in this fourth quarter, of what's coming up for Sterling. Came off a real tough four-game road trip. What started off pretty tough. Three-pointer on the wing by Katie Harris, her second of the quarter. She has 6. But again, you go back, you look at some of the teams they have coming up. I think they're really eyeing that Collingswood game, the revenge factor, as Collingswood came into our gym and shocked us as a three-pointer answered by Tyra Satchel.
I think shock's the key word. I really think we were caught off guard in that game. I mean, you give all the credit in the world to Collingswood. Ellie O'Neill had a terrific game, but we were just flat that game. I mean, for as great as we started, as well as we've done everything here, I think that was a game where we were just really out of sync.
Nice fake there by Tyra Satchel on the great effort by Anissa Sanchez to save the loose ball. And Tyra Satchel on fire this quarter.
No, that's just
12.
Another example of great job on the offensive end on the fast break. You see Anissa Sanchez right there, knowing what to do, having a good sense of everybody around her, a good sense of what the defender is going to do, how they're going to react.
Again, it's about 90 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. All Sterling's from the opening tip as a shot goes out of bounds. We take another look at this basket. Watched Anissa Sanchez. Right-hand layup and in, and she's going to, her evening is done. Great night for Anissa Sanchez. She finishes with 27 points.
Tremendous effort.
Three-pointer there is good by Tyra Satchel, who could be the next member underneath Anissa Sanchez to join the 1,000-point scorers. Again, she was about 190 away from the 1,000 mark, and again, she's going to have her work cut out for her. She's going to want to get on that list.
Yeah, she has a shot. Again, Tyra Satchel didn't play as much in her freshman year as Anissa Sanchez. Anissa Sanchez, I believe, was a starter in her freshman year, got a significant amount of playing time. But again, two great leaders here.
You also think of the players, who are you going to take out of those lineups? Kylie O'Donnell, Monica Birch. You know, you had players like that,
right.
Which is where Tyra plays. I mean, that makes it difficult. Who are you going to put in?
Yeah. Probably could have started as a freshman on
sure.
a lot of teams in this conference as you look at this last basket. Really feeling confident. I mean, shooting from the outside starts with setting your feet, getting set, and you saw it right there. Perfect pivot, set the feet, and just really is feeling good about that outside shot.
Last foul was on Nadja Riggs. She has four fouls, as the only thing that hasn't gone in for Tyra Satchel tonight was that missed free throw. As Rawlinson's night is done, and as is Leilani Naomi Carter, as Brianna Lambert and Courtney O'Neill check into the game.
Rob, we talked about what shooting from the outside can do for you. A lot of teams will collapse back in the zone. You hit from the outside, gets them out of that zone, forces them to come out of that zone. You're able to go man-to-man. And at that point, Sterling, a team that likes to run, can dictate the pace of the game. And that's what they're looking to do in some of these upcoming games. Again, when you have teams like Collingswood and some of the tougher teams that they're going to be playing that are coming up on their schedule.
Tyra Satchel exits the game. Her night is done. She had 16 in the third quarter alone for a game total of 26. As Katie Harris has 8 in this quarter for the Lady Garnets.
Starting to really have some success from the outside. Look at Harris, Nadja Riggs had a couple shots there in the latter part of the first half. And
that's going to do it for the third quarter. Sterling out to a commanding 74-26 lead after three quarters. As we take a look at the Colonial Liberty standings, Schulze.
Hey, see Sterling right now. At the top at 7-1, followed by Collingswood 7-2, and that's a huge game coming up at Collingswood. Haddonfield at 7-2, Haddon Heights 2-5, 7-7 overall. Then you have West Deptford and Overbrook rounding things out. And then in the Patriot standings, Haddon Township always tough, always seeming to find their way at the top of the Colonial Patriot standings, and followed by Woodbury, Paulsboro, Audubon Gateway, and Lindenwald Lions rounding things out as we look at our cheerleaders who do a tremendous job for us here.
And again, you're listening to Silver Knights Radio as well as watching this on Channel 19. Make sure you stay tuned to Sterling High School Radio for all the best music from the 60s today, school events, athletic events. Obviously, you can follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio. Just tweeted out a score update after the third quarter, and once the playoffs roll around, we'd carry the home games here, obviously, Schulze, but once we hit the road, they will be carrying those games to you live, as well as some baseball games coming up, select baseball, softball games, spring sports. Love to talk about spring sports.
Yeah, it gives us
some warmth as we take a look at the banner. Kaya O'Donnell, Monica Birch, and then underneath that will go Anissa Sanchez, who has added 27 points to her repertoire tonight.
And I believe Monica Birch is going to Rutgers Camden, which would put her in position to play against Kylie O'Donnell.
Yep, that's NJAC teams. Yep.
And also Rachel Hodge.
Rachel Hodge on
that
team.
Not to be forgotten
as well.
At all. And Monica Birch are teammates. And Monica Birch transferring over.
How much you want to bet Kylie O'Donnell has that game circled on her calendar?
Absolutely.
That'd be an interesting matchup to see. Just a great chemistry that those ladies had together.
Talking a little smack out there on the court, I'm sure.
As a foul down low on, I believe that's a Courtney O'Neill. It is. That's her first. That's a team's third. And again, we will have a post-game show for you shortly after the game. I'm sure we will get the lady of the hour, Anissa Sanchez, and head coach Kate McDonald. Give their thoughts about the 1,000th point. And a foul down low, checking into the game. Okay, Loewy Naomi Carter, Leilani's sister, checking into the game, commits a foul. That is obviously her first and team's fourth, as all the starters now, their night is complete.
Nice job for the younger girls to get in there and show Coach McDonald what they can do. Obviously, You know, these girls run the scout team in practice, but, you know, coach, I'm sure, is always interested to see how they'll do in a varsity game. And good chance to get experience because, you know, even though you're looking at a blowout, there is something to be said for getting out there in front of a lot more people than would normally be at a JV game.
Shayla Sweeney for Haddon Heights converts both of her free throws. Again, mentioned this in the last quarter, Haddon Heights shooting very well from the free throw line if you take nothing else out of this game. Three-point shooting pretty good, and the free throw shooting even better.
I think they were just shocked by the onslaught of a Sterling team that is obviously playing their best game of the year, and we're just off to the best start of the year. I mean, they have had games that they've won this year. They haven't gotten off the great starts. That's been a little bit of a problem, but, boy, they came ready to play tonight.
Julie Stratton records her first bucket of the night. So some of the subs getting some playing time at the varsity level. It's a nice three-pointer here again by Katie Harris. That's her third three of the evening.
Yeah, and this is a team, if they get some outside shooting, get Naja Riggs going, driving the basket, scoring in a lot of different ways as she can, they could sneak up on some teams.
Brianna Lambert, the shot no good. Rebounded down low by Courtney O'Neill. Puts it up and in. Courtney O'Neill, her first bucket of the game.
Courtney O'Neill, a senior, big part of this program. Good to see her get a bucket, get some playing time out here. And
three-pointer off glass and good by Taylor Nichols. It's 78-34. .520 left to go here in the game. Again, all Sterling from the right from the opening tip. Entry pass down low looking for Courtney O'Neill from Julie Stratton. It's going to create a jump ball, and it will stay Sterling ball as Jenna Scully going to check into the game for Sterling. Going to replace Chanel Robinson.
And this is, you know, I think one thing that got things going was their defense, and that's how Sterling can overwhelm teams. I know in the last few years you've seen them have some tough times, tough games against Haddon Township teams, but when they can get the defense going, dictate paces of games, that's when they seem to have a lot of success. And, you know, in this game, again, I mean, everything was clicking. So,
but Naeon Carter checking in with her first her first bucket of the game. Easy for me to say. We'll have to check our statistics here, but this might be the most amount of points that Sterling's put up. Definitely this season, but I don't know what their all-time total is, but this is a pretty impressive output. But it's definitely for this year our highest output scoring-wise of the season.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm hard-pressed to remember a game. And again, there's some games, away games, against some teams that are some lesser teams in the lower end of the conference as we look at the basket right there.
Alex Savage checking into the game, replacing Julie Stratton.
But, Rob, you'd be hard-pressed to find a TV-19 game where you've seen them score 80 or more points.
And we thought the boys' game against Paulsboro was kind of a run-and-gun game, very high-scoring game that we had on air just two nights ago. And they put up 70-plus points. Now here you have a Sterling Lady Knights team putting up 80, and everything just going right.
Yeah, and that boys' game was pretty much a track meet back
and
forth.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. Shot goes off the knee and out of bounds. We'll stay Lady Garnet's ball as we take a look at the Lady Garnet's in transition.
And again, you know, you look at Sterling doing it very efficiently with high percentage shots. Good decision-making. Just doing everything. I would have to think that Coach McDonald is trying to set them up for from an offensive standpoint in designing the way they play and utilizing everybody, getting everybody involved.
Courtney O'Neill underneath the basket is fouled by Miranda Christie, and that will bring the senior Courtney O'Neill to the line. 80-34 here in favor of the Lady Knights. Courtney O'Neill Only bucket came in this quarter.
Of course, Courtney O'Neill going to be playing lacrosse in the spring, an outstanding lacrosse player for Sterling.
Played soccer as well in the fall, so a three-sport athlete. Kind of tough to do, balancing academics, and a lot of these student-athletes have jobs as well outside of here. So,
absolutely. You know, it's funny you say that because I talked to Coach Atine, Coach Rob Atine, a basketball coach, and he said sometimes, you know, they got off to a little bit of a sluggish start, had some tough games, and he said that a lot of kids that might play another sport, play football or soccer, as we look at that, I believe, was that a three?
Two-pointer.
Two? Okay.
Yep.
Four on the line. But sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get the basketball legs under them. And one of the many challenges if you're playing different sports.
Brandon Lambert fouled by Caroline Gormley, who checked in the game. That is her first. Team sixth, and that will send Brandon Lambert to the line. Brandon Lambert, sophomore guard, getting some playing time at the varsity level. So, again, you're going to have, you look ahead, I still got a couple months of girls basketball here, but you look at some of the seniors on this team. Lambert, no good on her first attempt, but you look at some of the seniors on this team. You look at Tyra Satchel, Courtney O'Neill, Anissa Sanchez, Tori Shankiewicz. Three or four of these players, starters, and you have to have some younger talent come in and replace them.
No, you're looking at the future right now. You look at Savage, Robinson, Lambert, Scully out there, all underclassmen.
83-36, just about 3 minutes left to go here from Sterling High School.
And again,
no good.
We talked about the underclassmen. We've seen a lot of them, I believe, play different sports or two or three sport athletes. And, you know, I find it, you know, in teaching, they're the kids, to me, that are more regimented, more organized, because, you know, they know they have to organize their time. That's something to be said for being involved in extracurricular activities throughout your high school career.
Shot rebounded there by Chanel Robinson, who's looking to push it up, has Courtney O'Neill in the paint. A good job by the Lady Garnets to get back on defense. Courtney O'Neill now takes a long two off glass and good.
Just the way they drew it up, right? The bank shot from
Scotty Pippen off glass, falling out of bounds. Two-pointer no good there by Miranda Christie. There's a foul as we take another look at the basket off glass. I think she called glass, if you listen carefully. I heard her call it.
You called. We heard her. We have that court mic over there in that corner.
That's going to send Sammy Baker to the line. That last foul was on Jenna Scully, her first. Baker's first trip to the free throw line this evening. The sophomore. And one of two from the charity stripe for Sammy Baker. And just about 2 minutes left to go here in the game. It's 85-37.
Well, playing well right now, and that's what you want to do as you approach or get past. I'm sure at this point we're past the halfway point of the season.
Chanel Robinson, a circus shot goes in. That's just the way it's been all night for Sterling.
Yeah, a little bit of a circus shot, but showed decent bounce and going to the hoop. And, you know, with what we've seen Sanchez and Tyra Satchel develop into, I mean, having good bounce, knowing where you're at all times, that's a key to developing offensively. Going up with it strong a little bit, you know, off to the side, but went up with it wrong, stayed with it too.
So, again, we will have a post-game show for you coming up shortly. Get our player of the game. Again, these starters are really the story here tonight. Anissa Sanchez gets point number 1,000, not to mention 27 on the night. And, again, if you'd like a copy of this DVD, any event featured here on Channel 19, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people wanting this in the Sanchez family. $20 per event, $3 for mailing. Please include the name of the event. Give us a call here. Mr. K does a great job turning these things around. I'm sure this game will be on tonight or sometime tomorrow in the rotation. Swim meets on, boys basketball on, girls basketball. I'm sure this game will be in the wrestling as well. We taped the game last Friday night. So a lot of – and wrestling tomorrow as well, I've been told.
Against Clayton. Weather permitting, and it looks like the weather's going to hold out on us. They're only calling for an inch or two of snow.
That's the kiss of death right there.
Right, obviously. Not the weatherman, but I try.
It's a great job, isn't it? You can be wrong, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Three-pointer is good. Alex Savage chimes in with a three. A sophomore guard. And Sterling eclipses the 90-point mark.
They're definitely feeling it tonight. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I was hard-pressed to find out. I figured out a TV 19 game we had done, and we went past 80, but we were just talking to Mr. K, and I don't think we've had a 90-point effort.
I have to check with the coaches' staff and see when the last time either a boys or a girls' team scored 90. Make it 92 as a bank shot by Chanel Robinson goes in.
Talk about confidence filtering out through an entire team. It's like that's what we're seeing right now.
30 seconds left to go in the game. And again, a foul on the floor. I believe that's going to go against Chanel Robinson as we take another look at the three-pointer. Well, her foot looked like it might have been on the line there. Either way, nothing but nylon on that shot.
Man, it all starts with setting the feet. Good bounce on that shot. You've been seeing from all the shooters here from the outside.
Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebounded by Sterling. Brianna Lambert has Chanel Robinson, finds her, puts it up, and in. Chanel Robinson, 6 points, all in the paint, all in the fourth quarter as we're under 10 seconds left to go. Picked off by Brianna Lambert. Finds Alex Savage, no good, gets her own rebound, and that's going to be it. Sterling dominates from beginning to end and wins comfortably 94-37.
Wow, what a great game. What a great job by the whole team coming out, knowing Anissa Sanchez was in a situation to get that 1,000th career point, and just a great all-around effort. Of course, Anissa Sanchez will be on our post-game show along with the coach and stars of the game, and we'll be back after a short break.
And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Sterling Lady Knights basketball, they win in convincing fashion tonight, 94-37 to move to 10-3 on the year. And Anissa Sanchez, a senior, records point number 1,000 and then some. And we're going to kick it over to Kevin Schulz. Right now, courtside is with Tyra Satchel. Schulzy?
Mr. Schulz here with our stars of the game, Tyra Satchel and Anissa Sanchez, and the coach we'll talk to in a little bit. We'll first talk to Tyra. Tyra, obviously coming into this game, everybody was aware that Anissa was close to the 1,000-point mark. What was the team's feeling coming into that game, into this game?
Well, honestly, I think a lot of it started with the seniors. I mean, the seniors on this team were really close. Like, we do everything together, and that kind of trickles down into the rest of the team. And we all knew that Anissa was going to get her 1,000, but we also knew that we needed to handle business. I mean, Anissa and I were joking around saying I would give her the alley-oop to finish with the 1,000-point. And I guess that's somewhat happening because I did get the outlet pass. But, you know, we all knew she was going to get it. That wasn't a problem. It's just we were just focused on winning more so.
And I'll tell you what, this, from what we saw, was your team's best start of the season. I mean, are we correct in thinking that?
Yeah, definitely. We were just knocking down a lot of shots today, and that's what we need to do against a lot of teams and teams in the future. And I know if we knock down those shots because they're there, the opportunities are there, we'll definitely put ourselves in a good position.
Now, the last game we did, I know you probably hate to have us bring it up, but it was a Camden Catholic game, a tough game. But, you know, we remarked in that game, towards the end of the game, even though you guys had a tough start, Camden Catholic was on, hitting the threes, everybody was playing hard in that fourth quarter. It looked like it carried over in you guys turning things around. Are we correct in saying that?
Definitely. I mean, that game was something we definitely knew we didn't want to experience again. And we knew what we had to do in order for that not to happen. So, you know, we just turned it all the way up.
Talk about the job you guys did in defense. It looked like that 1-3-1 was working, and you were really cutting off the passing lanes and getting some easy baskets. Was that part of the game plan coming into this game?
sort of, kind of. The 1-3-1 is designed to, you know, make turnovers and put the team in a bad position. And with Anissa up top and Tori at the bottom, we were able to do that. You know, Anissa's long at the top, and she gets a lot of deflections, and Tori's fast. So, you know, we can get there and get a lot of turnovers, and that can transition to us in the points.
And one thing that looks like it's flowing, this is the last question I'll ask you, is it looks like the decision-making's there from everybody in offense, knowing when to force it, knowing when to hold up. Talk a little bit about that.
That definitely came along with time and experience because, you know, at the beginning of the season, everybody's decision-making was a little off. But as we got more experience, you know, everything kind of balanced itself out, and we were able to see things that we never saw before.
Tyra, thanks for coming on. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure. Okay. Okay, and we are looking for Anissa. We see Coach Carter here. Give a shout out. Hey, great job. Congratulations. I think we have a shot of highlight shot here of you getting your 1,000th point. Talk us through this play.
Playing up on defense, just trying to keep her from scoring, keep everything on the perimeter. Goes to the basket. As soon as Ty got it, I just knew to get out there. Straight to the basket, take my time, lay it up. Time to celebrate. Time to celebrate a little bit.
Now, I'm going to ask you probably the token question there. Always ask a 1,000-point score, but it didn't look like you were nervous. Were you nervous?
Yes, but it wasn't so much just because of scoring my points. Before every game, really, there's always nerves. But I was talking to Mr. Lennox, and he said that was natural. And just as soon as it happened, it was weird. In that moment, I was just like, just take your time, get it over with. And it just felt, I just like felt this big relief over me. And it was just nice to know my team was behind me the whole way. But
on our end, it didn't look like you're nervous. I mean, I know we've seen girls in 1,000-point situations, and you could see the girls pressing. But I guess it helped that the team as a whole got off to a good start. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we knew coming into this game that last time we played them, it was a little rough. Naja had number 23 had almost all of their points, and our main thing was just to shut her down, so make the other girls step up and actually play, and it wasn't just a one-man team situation. But I know as soon as we came out strong, shut her down, didn't let her get very many shots, and it was just a great start altogether.
Yeah, and that, you know, you just kind of got to my next question. The tough starts, it's even in games you guys have won this year, you've gotten off the slow starts. Is that a concerted effort that you guys have right now to get off the better starts?
Yes, we want to start strong and we want to end strong. That's our main thing right now, especially going into playoffs soon. We know you can't take any teams lightly, no matter what seed they are or anything like that, because soon it's going to be do or die, and you're going to have to leave everything on the court, so there's not really time to come out slow. We need to come out with energy, and we need to come out strong every game.
And Riggs had a big game against you guys last time, obviously an outstanding player in Haddon Heights then. Got going towards the second half, obviously when the game is a little bit out of hand, but it looked like in the beginning you guys were really doing a good job knowing where she was at all points in the court.
That was our main thing coming out of the locker room before the game. We knew we had to know where she was on the court at all times, had a hand in her face, be ready to box out and everything. We just had to make sure we shut her down tonight.
Talk a little bit about, did you ever think, we'll go back to your individual accomplishment, getting the 1,000th point. Is it something you ever thought you would get to when you started here at Sterling High School?
Honestly, no, because just being able to start varsity as a freshman here when I came was enough for me. So the fact that I'm where I am right now is just amazes me, because it just proves that I've worked hard all 4 years that I've been here, and I've earned everything that I've gotten here. And just the team all together, we've come so far from people not expecting this much from us, and it's just a great feeling.
Yeah, and it was great to see not only your teammates here, but some of your teammates in the other sports out here supporting you. How good did it feel to see everybody and stop and have that little celebration afterwards?
It felt great to see my friends from school, sports, and then other schools, just to be able to look into the crowd and just feel their support. It was just great.
Anissa, congratulations. Thanks for coming on with us. And again, it looks like you guys are really have turned things around and are getting on a little bit of a roll here when you need to get on one.
Yes, we have. Thank you.
Okay. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Congrats. And we have our coach here, a 1,000-point scorer in her own right. How good does it feel to see one of your girls, and this is, what, the third or fourth time you've seen it now?
Yes, she's my third.
How good does it make you feel as a coach to see these girls reach this milestone?
It's very exciting, super happy for them. And my favorite thing about my teams is that I've always had really, really, really good kids. And Anissa is the best of the best, just a wonderful person from a good family. She's super quiet, not boastful about anything. She makes the team chemistry go the way it goes. And just especially for her, you know, as with all of them. But it's an accomplishment for her. It's an accomplishment for the team. It was a good night all around for everybody. So happy for her.
Yeah, and you think about it as you're talking. I'm thinking she basically symbolizes a lot of the girls who you've had through here with the work ethic. You know, a great player, but even better than that, a great person.
Yeah, again, wonderful person. I could have a whole team of there it is. I can have a whole team of a bunch of selfish girls, mean girls, girls that didn't play well together, and these girls are just, again, like you said, she symbolizes everything that Sterling's about.
Was this, in recent memory, one of the best offensive outputs you've seen from your team?
Everything went in. Everything went in. And I know there were people in the crowd that were hoping we got 100 points. I was dying on the inside. I want all those girls that come in, the JV girls that played the whole fourth quarter, I'm not going to tell them not to shoot. I want them to score. It just was one of those nights when everything we threw up went in. Everything worked. I hope everybody that knows me knows I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. But at the same time, we have stuff we have to work on. My girls have been struggling with shooting, and everything went in tonight, so we're just going to go with it and live in the moment. Everything offensively we did tonight worked.
Really starting to play well, and one thing we remarked about is that, you know, in talking to you guys after the Camden Catholic game, that week had a little bit of a rough stretch. It didn't seem like anybody really panicked when I'm talking about coaches or players, and it seems like you guys have turned it around. What's been the key in the last three or four games?
It's on the girls. It's on the girls. We had a big meeting after we lost to Collingswood and Camden Catholic, and we talked about what was wrong, what needed to be fixed, and I told them, like, we can point you in the right direction. You guys have to get it done on the court. And they listened to it. They continue to play selflessly. They're very coachable, and they've been getting it done on the court. They never did panic. They never panicked. They never hung their heads. You know, we told them you have a choice. You either hang your head about it and mope, or you keep your head up and you get better and move forward. And they took the better path.
Now, what's ahead for you guys? Obviously, you're past the halfway point of the season, playing well. What's up for you guys ahead?
I'm trying not to look past any of the conference games, because that's our goal, to win the conference. We have a road game against Kingsway. We haven't won out of conference yet, so that'll be a great win for us. And then in 2 weeks, actually a week from Friday, we play Pittman here in the first round of the Invitational Tournament. So that's a big thing to be involved in, and we're hoping to advance in that and make some noise in that. But the main focus is the conference.
Coach, thanks for coming on with us. Great job by everybody involved. And again, we'll see you in some upcoming games. And best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. And we'll take it back to Mr. Strauss courtside.
Thank you, Schulze. And once again, we mentioned our next TV game is going to be tomorrow night, as on January 25th, wrestling on Channel 19 for the second Friday in a row. They'll be taking on Clayton tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Again, you can watch that right here on Channel 19. And just a great bunch of programming here on Channel 19, including tonight's game. Once again, the final score from... we're here from Sterling High School, 94-37. Sterling Lady Knights improved to 10-3. Anissa Sanchez, congratulations on your 1,000th point, joining the 1,000-point club, the 19th player in Sterling Lady Knights basketball to do so. For everybody back in the truck, Mr. K and all of his tech crew, Mr. Schulz, I'm Rob Strauss. Have a great night. Sterling wins 94-37. We'll see you tomorrow night for wrestling.